This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello, folks. I'd like to once again start this week with a thank you for those of you who already subscribed to the new newsletter. I'm hoping you are enjoying the new look. The clock is ticking down until November 7th, when I'm dropping the old version for the new one. If you want to continue your subscription after November 7th, click the links in the podcast show notes. I also have an updated link on the Make App Pie website. Please subscribe to the new improved newsletter. I really think it'll be worth it. This week, I'll start with a tip of the week. Then there's a bit more about what's going on around here. This is somewhere between a tip and a rant this time. I want to talk about professional writing and conversation on the internet. Due to an experience in the last few weeks, I've come to the decision to drop a conversation under two circumstances. The writer uses profanity or the writer uses leading questions. I'd expect that the first of these is obvious. It simply is not professional to use profanity when conversing. If you want to turn off your audience, drop an F-bomb. If you want to lose your audience in a professional setting, use them in every sentence. There is no reason to use such words. Zero. I've heard excuses about passionate oratory and cultural norms. Both are not an excuse in the professional setting. The second thing that will make me drop an online conversation is a leading question. Leading questions force the person answering to answer in a certain way. Often the answers validate the questioner. Questions that begin with, "Don't you agree with?" or "You don't believe in?" are leading questions. They are traps. Why I drop a conversation is that the questioner has already made up their mind. They just want people to agree with them, not get differing opinions. If they've made up their mind, then I have no chance to say anything instructive to the contrary. My opinion really doesn't count. To disagree is to get them into a time-wasting argument, and I just don't have the time or energy to waste. I can't speak for you, but I suspect that most of us don't want to waste our time in fruitless, angry conversations that sap our energy. The leading question is my red flag that things will go badly shortly. I, for one, am not going to play that game. Well, now on to books. The draft for Practical Auto Layout got to Chapter 8. That's actually Chapter 9 in the Xcode 7 version. I deleted a chapter on the Assistant Editor preview modes since it is very buggy in Xcode 8, and it's also pretty redundant. I hope to finish it this week. This will probably be the last Kindle edition. As I explained last week, much of the editing I have to do and the way I have to do it is because of the Kindle. While I get exposure, I'm making less in royalties in Amazon than in iBooks. Unless things go really wrong when I upload it this month, I will be doing some serious evaluation for the Xcode 9 version in 2017, if it is worth the work to make a new one. iBooks will continue without a doubt, and I'll be continuing my policy of updating the book to the current edition. And now on to this week's post. This week's post on makeapppie.com concludes the theme of table views with a tutorial of custom table view cells. I'll add four labels to the cell and show them under certain conditions. I think more than a few of you who want more than the factory method table cells will find this very useful. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Keep coding.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.